You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Jeremy and I have been having a little conference off the air about the bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich, the BLT, because I have not had one. It's got to be over 20 years. And the funny thing is, I like them.
Yeah.
I just never...
It's one of the greatest sandwiches. It's in our regular dinner rotation. Probably about once every 2 weeks we make the BLT. And I'm usually in charge with it. But
of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because I'm the cook in the house. But about 2 weeks ago, Nicole's like, let's have BLT. That sounds really good. So she went to the store and got everything for it. Came home. My mouth was all ready for the BLT that night. Check this out. She didn't buy iceberg lettuce. She bought romaine lettuce for the BLT.
For a BLT?
No!
Like, it caused an epic fight in our house because she's like, it's just lettuce. Any lettuce will go on the BLT. Anyway, lettuce. I'm like, no. The BLT has to have the iceberg lettuce. I mean, we came...
I'm a little surprised you didn't divorce
her. We came within inches of getting divorced.
He's getting fired up right now about it. Do you
I'm
see
very
that?
Passionate yeah, he is about passionate. The lettuce on the BLT.
Any lettuce can go on the BLT. It's just lettuce.
I'm surprised you didn't get kale to put on.
Oh, my God.
Did you make her go out and get iceberg? What happened?
This is a bacon, arugula, and tomato sandwich.
We had cereal. Yep. I refuse to make it.
What?
I refuse to make the BLT until with the romaine.
Oh, now you're being a big
no,
baby.
No, I swear to God, yeah. I refuse
you're
to make it.
You're being a baby
no,
now.
It would ruin it.
It's, you can still have a BLT.
It's a flabby lettuce, the romaine, Dom.
Well, I'm not going to argue
Chris
with that.
Chris is with me.
I am with him on this. Romaine Caesar salad.
Yeah, but you still get the toasted bread,
no,
the mayo, the bacon.
It ruins the entire texture of the sandwich.
What a child.
Romaine can just go to hell. That's all I got to say about that.
It's from hell, so I might as well just go home.
We
right?
almost got divorced. It was a mess. It was a nasty drop down fight over lettuce.
Well, I was on your side.
So thanks for bringing that up.
I was on your side until you pouted like a little baby and wouldn't even eat anything.
I know
sandwich.
What I like.
I'm just going to see
whatever. You won't eat meals with mushrooms in it or anything.
Sure, I will.
No, you won't. You hate mushrooms.
I don't choose mushrooms, but if it's in a meal, I will not say, well, I'm just having cereal. I still eat the meal.
Will. You're a liar.
I'm not a liar. You're a big baby about your BLT.
OMG.
Ladies,
right?
Chris is saying.
Somehow we got derailed in what we were talking about into talking about bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches, the good old BLT. And I was thinking, I was telling Jeremy, I was like, I haven't had one in probably 20 years. I like them, and yet I don't have them. And I think it's one of those things when you're a single guy and you live at home, you don't want to go to all the trouble. Because making all the bacon and everything is just...
Use your Foreman grill, your George Foreman grill to do the bacon.
Yeah. But anyway, the reason that we expanded on this is because apparently Jeremy was an inch away from divorcing his wife, Nicole.
Yeah.
Because instead of... iceberg lettuce, she got romaine lettuce.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
Corinne's on the line, though. Hey, Corinne, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
So if I understand correctly, you are going to nominate a completely different lettuce. Is that right?
That's correct.
What is it?
I am advocating for bib lettuce.
The bib lettuce.
It's delicious. And as I explained to Jeremy, it cradles... the tomato nicely on the sandwich.
What does that even mean?
It lovingly cups the tomato.
It cradles the tomato?
In its warm embrace.
Well, it cradles it because you know how sometimes tomatoes can be slippery and you take a bite and the tomato slips out the other side of the sandwich?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
I understand the struggle.
So it keeps it in place.
Yeah, but
it's like a dam.
But a bib lettuce, now straighten me out here, because I might have this wrong. I seem to think of bib lettuce as that one that kind of looks like a flower, like a rose
or
something.
Yeah, it's kind of small, isn't it? It's like a small head of lettuce.
Right. It is a small head of lettuce that's still attached to its roots. So it stays fresher longer.
That lettuce is
soft. It doesn't have that crazy.
But it doesn't have the crunch. It doesn't have crunch, though.
Yeah, we need the crunch. That's what it's all about.
See, I like a light toast on my bread, it to be, I don't want it super crunchy.
No, it has to be. That's one of the other keys to the BLT.
Medium on the toast.
You don't want soft bread with romaine lettuce.
Right, you can't have light toast. It's got to be medium on the crunch.
I'm done with this. Like, I'm seriously getting angry.
Yes, you are.
Like, deep breath, man. Deep breath.
I'm like physically like want to throw something. This is not a BLT, Corinne.
Listen, Corinne, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to let you go so you can crawl out of here safely, and then I will talk him off the ledge, okay?
Oh, I'm going to cradle your tomato.
Yes, please do. Hey, you guys have a super great morning.
You too.
TGIF Denver.
Yeah. What'd she say?
TGIF Denver. Call often, Corinne.
You can be on the show anytime you want.
Have a good weekend.
Well, there you go. I'm sure management will walk in later. Were you guys spending about 7 minutes talking about bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches?
Millennials hate lettuce.
I want you to know millennials don't know what a BLT is. Now, if you talked about the BLTA, then suddenly...
Right, the avocado!
You throw some avocado in, suddenly you got the millennials listening.
Those kids are into the avocado.
Otherwise, you guys are completely out of touch. I say, but what about Corinne's call? Corinne's an outlier.
She knows what she's doing.
Here's the subtext: that Jeremy's marriage is so close that it's teetering on a BLT sandwich.
Want more laughs? Follow us online
every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.